Well, turning your Bibles to Luke chapter 1, we're looking this morning at the birth of our Savior. He is the Savior, the King, the one who gives eternal life to all who believe. It is Christmas. We celebrate the birth of our Savior, the one born in Bethlehem, the baby born to give eternal life. This morning we're going to see two events, both dealing with angels coming to give messages, one to Mary and one to the shepherds. How did Mary and the shepherds respond to these powerful beings as we see these great truths? And we see both times the angels tell them, don't be afraid. What's going on? As we study this morning, we're going to see some great truths, and it might encourage all of us at this special time of the year. Now, what we're going to do as we start, I'm going to give you a quiz, okay? I'm going to ask you some questions about Christmas and see how well you know the Christmas story, okay? So, first question, what was the name of the angel who appeared to both Mary and Joseph? What? Gabriel. What town was Jesus born in? Bethlehem. What is a manger? It's a feed trough. Who came to see Jesus the night of his birth? Shepherds. What led the wise men to see Jesus? Star. How many wise men were there? We have no idea. That's one everybody got right. Okay, we don't know. Okay. Where was Jesus when the wise men found him? In a house. Just remember, in a house. Where did Joseph and Mary go after the wise men left? Went to Egypt. I hope you're in Luke chapter 1. We're going to look at the birth of Christ. The baby that was born in Bethlehem came to save us. And what we're going to find this morning is connected with the birth of Christ, two different times angels tell people to not be afraid. Why were they afraid? What is the message that the angels gave? There's so much, and we'll see it as we go through it. You know, fear is very powerful. It's powerful. Fear can drive us. The fear of failure, the fear of punishment, the fear of being found out, the fear of not being accepted, the fear of going to hell, the fear of our circumstances, fear drives us. There are over 360 places in the Scripture in which God says, do not be afraid. You ever been afraid? I remember the first time I ever did a wedding. I was so afraid. I was so scared because I thought, you know, I got this stuff and I'm going to do a wedding. I don't want to say the wrong names. I have everything written out, but you get up in front of all these people and you don't want to say something wrong, mess something up, because weddings are so special. You ever been afraid? We've all been afraid in our lives, but none of us most likely have been afraid because of an angel. We see this morning, if we can get it up there, I think. Oh, yeah. We see this morning the fear of both Mary and the shepherds as angels appear. You remember we talked about it last week, how powerful angels are, that whenever angels appear, people are afraid. That one angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. One angel? So they're very powerful beings. If an angel appeared in here now, we would all be afraid. In Luke chapter 1, we're going to see some things, and also Luke chapter 2. But let me give you what we're going to look at this morning. We're going to look at two things. We're going to look at the angel says to Mary, don't be afraid. Why? Because there's a Savior coming. You don't have to be afraid. You found favor with God. I want you to remember that, because we're going to look at it in just a minute. The angel says, Mary, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. There's a Savior coming. The second thing is the angel. No, I'm sorry. Leave it there. Angels are going to come to the shepherds, and they're going to say, don't be afraid. Why? Because there is a message to proclaim. So as we think about this morning, we want to think about fear and what this means to us. Let's start with the first one. The angel comes to Mary and says, don't be afraid. You found favor with God. There is a Savior coming. Let's look at it. Look at Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. It's a famous passage. It starts off by saying, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. Now, this is the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, which is the woman that's going to give birth to John the Baptist. She's 6 months pregnant, and at that time, an angel, Gabriel, was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. So the angel comes, and notice, the angel comes to a virgin. It's emphasized right there, to a virgin, someone who's never had relations, someone not married. Says to a virgin, she's engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. Joseph was of the descendants of King David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
So here we are in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. An angel leaves the glory, basically leaves heaven, and comes to earth. This angel comes to Galilee, to the city of Nazareth, to a virgin whose name is Mary, who's engaged to Joseph. And notice, and coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Now notice, he says, favored one. The word for favored there is really the same word, almost the same word as for gift. It's the root word is the same word for grace and for gift and to be favored. And he said, you're the gifted one. You're the one that's favored. The Lord is with you. Well, it scared her because she didn't know what to think. If an angel appeared to any of us and said, "Hey, you're favored," we would be scared. And so she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. And the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. Why? For you have found favor with God." He says, "Don't be afraid." Why? Because you found favor with God. She had found favor. She's found grace with God. God is going to show favor to her. She doesn't have to be afraid because she's found favor with God. You found the grace of God. Now, let me remind you of something. We don't have to be afraid. You know why? We have found favor with God. God loves us. God loves us with an unchanging, everlasting love. He deals with us with grace and mercy. God doesn't deal with us in justice. God deals with us in grace and mercy and love and favor. He poured out his justice on Jesus Christ. He doesn't deal with us in justice. He deals with us in grace, love, and mercy. So we don't have to be afraid because we have found favor with God. Every one of us in this room. We don't have to be afraid. Now he says to Mary, "Don't be afraid. You have found favor with God." Now he's going to give her a message. He's going to give her a message that she's going to have a son who is the Messiah and the King. Now, if you can picture a 15, 16, 17-year-old girl who is a poor little girl, not somebody rich, not somebody famous, not somebody up high in Jewish culture or anything. She's just a very poor little girl engaged to a guy who's also poor, and an angel is going to tell her, "You're going to have a baby, and the baby is going to be the Messiah and King of Israel." Look what he says to her. Angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." You're going to have a boy. You're going to have a son. His name's going to be Jesus. The name Jesus, of course, means Yeshua, Joshua. It means Jehovah is Savior. It means the Savior. They're going to name their little boy Savior, Jesus. But he goes on. He doesn't just say, "You're going to have a baby and you're going to name him Jesus." He goes on to say, "Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." He's going to be the Son of God. He's the Son of God. He's not just your baby. He's not just a baby. He's not just a baby named Savior. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of the Most High God. And there's more. "And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." He's going to rule forever. You're going to have a boy. You're going to have a son. You're going to name him Jesus, which means Savior. He is the Son of God, and he will take the throne of King David because you're a descendant of King David. He's going to rule on the throne of David, not for a short time, but for all time as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as the King of the Jews and the King of the world. That is your baby. You don't have to be afraid. You found favor with God. What a message to a young girl. I mean, we act like it's nothing. We've read it so many times. We go, "Yeah, that's a good message, Mary." What would you do? You're 16 years old, 17 years old. Think back if you are older than 17, 16. Think back when you were 16 or 17. What would you do with this message? She's a poor girl, betrothed to a poor man. No social status, not famous, and the angel tells her she's going to have a son who's the King of Israel, the Messiah, and the Savior. This poor little girl will be the mother of the King, the mother of the Son of God. Don't be afraid. You found favor You found favor. There's a Messiah and a Savior. How can this be? How can this poor woman barely making it have a son who would be the king of Israel? And on top of that, the Messiah that they've all waited for. So she says something. She says, this is not adding up exactly. She says, Mary said to the angel in verse 34, how can this be since, see, I don't really grasp it all yet. How can this be since I'm a virgin? How can I have a son since I'm a virgin? How can I have a son who's the Son of God? How can I have a son who's the King of Israel? How can I have a son who's the Messiah? How can this be because I'm a virgin? This is impossible. The angel says, don't be afraid. God's in control. And look what he says. The angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. You don't have to worry. The Holy Spirit's going to come. This baby, the baby would be the Son of God. And it's not going to be that you're going to have relations with Joseph. You're a virgin. What's going to happen? The Holy Spirit is going to produce in you this baby, this child. The eternal Son of God is going to become a baby inside of you. Look at verse 37. How could this be? Because nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Nothing's impossible with God. Can God do anything that he chooses to do as long as it doesn't violate his character or his word? He can do anything. Nothing's impossible with God. God will bring about his plan. Look what he says, Mary, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. He is bringing the Savior through you. What does he say to us? Don't be afraid. We have found favor with God. He loves us, and in his grace he has brought the Savior into the world. All by the grace of God. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Titus 2:11. For by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. In the same way that Mary, he said, Mary, you don't have to be afraid. God, you have found favor with God. The Messiah is coming through you. He can say to us, we don't have to be afraid. We found favor with God. He has sent a Savior for every one of us. How did she respond? Look at verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the bondslave of the Lord. She said, I'm a bondservant. I'm a slave. May it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. She said, I believe it. Whatever you say. What did she do? She believed. How did she respond? She believed the word of the angel, the word of the Lord. What do we see? Mary, you don't have to be afraid. Why? You found favor with God. What's happening? The Savior is coming through you. And she believed. What about us? We don't have to be afraid. We found favor with God. He has sent the Savior into the world. And he so loved us, and whoever believes has eternal life. I hope every one of you in this room have put your faith in Jesus Christ your Savior. You don't have to be afraid because you have found favor with God. He so loves you and deals with you in grace and mercy that he sent his son Jesus to die in your place and pay for sin and rise again. And if you believe in him, you will have everlasting life. You don't have to be afraid. You found favor with God. Well, there's more. Let's see the second thing. The second thing, to the angel, the angels, to the shepherds. You don't have to be afraid. You've got a message. I want you to turn to Luke chapter 2, and we'll see that the angels come to the shepherds. And it's not to be afraid because there's a message. Well, let's get a little background. Look at chapter 2. Look at verse 1. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census would be taken of all the inhabited earth. Caesar Augustus said, I'm not getting enough money, so what I want to do is make sure I get everybody counted. So I'm going to have a census and count all the people so I can make sure I get all the taxes. That's what he was doing it for. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on their way to register for the census east of his own city. Everybody had to go back to the place they were born. Everybody had to go back to their hometowns to register. If you remember that Joseph and Mary are engaged, she's going to have a baby through the Holy Spirit. Joseph knows about this now. At first, he was going to put her away privately because he didn't understand how she could be pregnant, and it wasn't him. And then she told him, and an angel came to him in a dream and said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because that which is conceived in her is the Holy Spirit. You shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins." So Joseph and Mary believe that the baby that Mary is carrying is the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior, the King. And the word comes, everybody got to go to your hometown. And so verse 4, Joseph went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the southern part of Israel, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He's a descendant of King David. They're traveling slowly. When they get there, there's no room for them. Because see, everybody else traveled faster. Everybody had to go there to get registered. By the time they get there, she's great with child, as they say, and so they can't travel as fast. Verse 5 says, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child, and while they were there, when they finally got there, the days were completed for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in this feed trough. Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn when they got there. There's no place to go. The time had come for the baby to be born. The days were completed. The promise was fulfilled. Don't be afraid, Mary. You got favor with God. You're going to have a child. That child is the Messiah, the King, the Savior. That's who he is. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths. She laid him in a feed trough in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. What happens? Well, the angels come to the shepherds. Look what happens. In that same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the field, in the fields, and they keep in watch over their flock by night. These shepherds were out there. They're out there year-round, by the way. Some people want to say because they were outside keeping watch over their flock that it wasn't in December time period. But the truth is, I was in Bethlehem in December of 1976, and we were outside with some shepherds and their sheep on Christmas Eve. It's not that cold. They were raising these animals to be sacrificed in Jerusalem. In that same region, there were some shepherds keeping out in the fields, and they were keeping watch over their flock by night. But what happened? An angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly frightened. The glory and the power, they were so afraid. Remember, angels are powerful beings, and you can imagine these shepherds. I mean, this was just an ordinary night. This is just day in and day out. This is what we do. And suddenly, there's this angel there. And the glory shone round about them. The glory of the Lord, the power, the being. And they were afraid. Look what the angel says to them. Verse 10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Why? Because there's a message coming. You don't have to be afraid. Just like he said to Mary, you don't have to be afraid because you found favor with God, with the shepherds. He said, you don't have to be afraid because I got a message for you. There's a message you need to know about. Don't be afraid because there's a message. And the message is three parts. Notice what it says. The angel said to them, don't be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. The angel says, I've got a message, good news message, great joy to all people. It is incredible. Well, let's think about it. It's good news. The word good news, euangelion in the Greek. We get evangelized from it. The good news message is to take a message that brings good news to people. That's what this means. He says, it is a good news message. The message of a Savior, the message of the King, the message of the Messiah. That's a good news message to the shepherds. That would be the message they'd waited for all their life, that God was going to send the Savior into the world. See, our message is a little bit different. He's already sent the Savior into the world. Jesus has already died. When we talk about the message, we say, let me tell you what happened. Their message, born this day in the city of David, is a Savior. It's good news. God has good news. It brings great joy, the joy of salvation. When we know the truth, when we know the way of salvation, it is great joy. It's good news message. It's not be good and God will love you. It's God already loves you and has provided a way, and it's a gift. It's not what you do. It's not how good you are. It's not whether you go to church. It's not whether you try to live a good life. You can't do it. The good news message is you can't do it. God's already done it all for you. Great joy. Great joy. Do you remember the joy you felt when you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? and you knew that you had eternal life. Good news, great joy to all people, to everyone, every human being. This is a message for everybody. This is a message for everybody in this town, a message for everybody in this state, a message for everybody in this country, and a message for everybody in this world. The one born in Bethlehem came for the world. God so loved the world that he gave his son. Well, look at the details. He says, for today, in the city of David, that's Bethlehem, there has been born for you a Savior. We have to stop. It's the Savior. The Savior has come into the world. They get to tell about the Savior. They said, listen, we got a message. The Savior is born into the world. The Savior has come. The truth is that God has provided a way for mankind to have salvation. God has provided a Savior. That's who he is. The perfect God has provided a way for sinful man to have a relationship with him. That is through the Savior, Jesus Christ. So to the shepherds, what does he say? Don't be afraid. You have a message to proclaim, the message of the Savior. What about us? We don't have to be afraid. Why? We have a message to proclaim. What is the message? What message is it? It's that God loved the world, that he gave his son, that he came to be born in Bethlehem, to grow up to be the perfect man, to die on the cross, to pay for sin, to rise again, conquering death, and to give eternal life to anyone who will believe. That's our message. Matthew 1:21, the angel said to Joseph, he will save his people from their sins. Galatians 4:5, I told you a while ago, 4:4, God sent his son to redeem us. The Savior has come. We don't have to be afraid. We got a message that brings salvation, good news, great joy to everyone. Notice they're not through because he says, for born this day in the city of David is born for you a Savior who is Christ. I want to put that up. Christ, that's the Messiah. See, when he said, who is Christ, that wasn't a name, it was a title. The Messiah. The Old Testament, Mashiach, Messiah. The New Testament, Christos, Christ. They're the same thing. The Messiah is the anointed one of God. He says, born this day in the city of David, there's born for you a Savior who is the Christ. The Christ. And then he says, the Lord. He's God. He's God. God the Savior. God has given to the world a Savior. When we think of Christmas and we think about the baby born in Bethlehem, the message is that baby is the Savior of the world. That's why God said, don't fear. God has given you a Savior, a message to proclaim. Now the angels want to make sure they got this. So they say in verse 12, now this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger. Now, we already saw back earlier in the passage that when the baby was born, they took him and wrapped him in cloths and put him in a feed trough. And so the angel says, don't be afraid here. Listen, here's the sign. If you're looking for the baby, as you go find him, you'll find this baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger, in a feed trough. And then all of a sudden, there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. There's more angels. And what are they doing? They're praising God and saying, they're praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Give the highest glory to God. He's the greatest on earth. Peace among men with whom he's well pleased. Glory, glory to God. What did they do? When the angels had gone away from him in heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let's go straight to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went and they began to tell people. And they found Joseph and Mary and the baby just like they said, wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger. And when they had seen this, what did they do? They made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. They proclaimed the message. Remember, don't be afraid. You've got a message to proclaim. And then look down at verse 20. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen just as been told to them. They responded by praising God and telling others. Listen, don't fear. They have a message of the Savior to proclaim. It's good news of great joy for all people. What about us? We don't have to fear. We have a message to proclaim. It's good news. It's called the gospel. It's great joy. and it's for all people. The Messiah has come. At this time of the year, we proclaim the message. We proclaim the good news. We don't just say a baby was born, everybody's real happy, and let's give presents to each other. We say the baby that is born is the Savior of the world. A Savior has come into the world. God has provided it all. It's a gift. It costs you absolutely nothing. We don't have to be afraid. We have a Savior. And so this morning, we sing two times. Angels come with a message not to fear. To Mary, don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. The Messiah's coming. She believed. What about us? We don't have to be afraid. We found favor with God. He so loved us that he gave his son. The Messiah's come, and our response is to believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. What about the shepherds? We saw that. Don't be afraid. Why? You have a message to tell. Good news, great joy to all people. Born this day in the city of David is a Savior, Christ the Lord. The gospel. The Savior has come. What about us? We don't have to be afraid. We have a message to proclaim. It's the gospel. The Savior has come. As we think about Christmas, let me give you just two applications. Trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. If there's anyone in this room that has never trusted Christ, this morning, right where you're sitting, understand that you don't have to be afraid. You found favor with God. God has sent a Savior already. Jesus died and rose again. And if you trust in him and him alone, you have eternal life. It's not your works or goodness. It's faith alone in Christ. You don't have to be afraid about this life. You don't have to be afraid about death, because Jesus has done it all. You trust in him. God deals with us in his favor. Second, let's proclaim the good news message of Jesus Christ. We don't have to be afraid, because we have a message to proclaim. The message is Jesus Christ died and rose again, and whoever believes in him has eternal life. The message is the baby born in Bethlehem is the Savior of the world. We get to make known about Jesus and who he is and what it's all about. He is the Savior and the King. May we trust Christ as Savior, and may we proclaim the gospel to our world. And so, don't be afraid. We got favor with God. He sent the Savior, and all who believe in him have eternal life. We don't have to be afraid. We got a message. It is to proclaim Jesus Christ as Savior.